No one ever said marriage was easy, but in one Middle Eastern country, it's even harder. That's because there are 15 different sets of rules for different religions and sects. NPR's Alice Fordham reports from Lebanon on the pioneers who were campaigning for equal and identical marriage rights.
Like lots of young married couples, Khulood Sukariye and Nidal Darwish love to show you their wedding video. They go all misty-eyed, remembering that day 2 years ago.
Very beautiful, everything is nice.
But their wedding was special, not just as a personal milestone for the couple, it was a political milestone as well.
Amazing.
Darwish says their union was a challenge to the state. It was Lebanon's first civil marriage. That's a big deal because Lebanon has 18 registered sects. And there isn't one law for marriage or divorce or inheritance. Those laws are decided by different religious courts, almost one for each sect, 15 in total.
In Lebanon, Lebanon is a sectarian regime.
Sukariye explains if there was any dispute in a Muslim marriage, they're both Muslim, it would be adjudicated by Islamic judges.
For me as a woman, I don't accept to be submitting to the religious men in the religious courts.
A Human Rights Watch report this year found all Lebanon's religious courts, Christian, Muslim and others, enforced laws that were unfair to women. And mixed religion marriages are legal, but all religious authorities apply a tangle of conditions to them.
For this reason, I wanted to be independent. I wanted to be the master of my family as my husband. And for this reason, we chose civil marriage.
She first met Darwish when he was a student of hers.
I was teaching him English, and then we fell in love.
I will clarify, they are the same age. They're both from conservative families, but aren't big on old traditions.
So, I kissed him the first time. Nobody knows this, it's a new idea. I gave him a French kiss for the first time.
On their first date, before they even had dinner. So, that was it. They started talking marriage. And although there hadn't been a civil marriage in Lebanon in living memory, that's what they wanted.
From that point, we worked on this.
A lawyer friend studied an old law and found that for people who aren't affiliated with a sect, civil marriage is allowed. So Sukariye and Darwish struck their sect from the official records. They had a Muslim cleric officiate at a wedding and their lawyer write the first civil marriage certificate, which the Interior Ministry legalised. And that was the landmark. Their supporters
were so happy that we did this, and they really re-believed that whenever you work hard, you get what you want.
They were trailblazers. After that, dozens of couples had civil marriages, though there was a downside. A leading Muslim cleric denounced them. The couple even got death threats. And last year, a new interior minister took office and the ministry hasn't authorised a civil marriage since. Some people just go abroad for a civil marriage, but others want a new, clear law.
I'm Serge Tour Sarkisian. I'm an MP of Beirut.
He's a pragmatist. Tour Sarkisian sees the different rules for different religions as a compromise, enabling historically hostile groups to live alongside each other. He calls it confessionalism.
I'm with the confessional system as it is in Lebanon. I'm not against it.
He thinks a law will only pass if there's buy-in from all the sects. So he's proposed a law that would have people keep their sect and get permission for civil marriage from their religious community.
Adapting confessional, because still we have the bond with the church or with the mosque is still there, because we can't cut with the religious atmosphere that is in Lebanon.
It's essentially a watered-down civil marriage, but religious leaders are still sceptical. Father Abdu Abu Qasim is the director of the Catholic Center for Information. We meet him at a church. He says marriage is a sacrament within the church, not a legal contract. He says Lebanon's not a secular state, but a new demonstration was organised in favour of civil marriage last month. The voices calling for secular civil rights are only growing louder. Alice Fordham, NPR News.